Talk, a one-hour live radio program brought to you by the financial advisors of Legacy Wealth Management of Fargo and Bismarck, and featuring the president and financial advisor of Legacy, Paul Myers, and financial advisor and CFP, Brady Brunsvold, with host Steve Poitras. Securities and investment advice from LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, and member FINRA and SIPC. Nothing in today's show is an offer to buy or sell securities, and you should consult with an investment advisor in person before taking any action, as every investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. And now, the award-winning team at Legacy Wealth Management presents Investment Talk.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Wow, Steve, what do you think about Brenda Lee?
Oh, I like this very much. Yes, yeah. Yes, it's, boy, it's timeless. Comes around every Christmas season, and it was a big hit then, and certainly one of the favorites for everyone during the Yuletide season, year after year.
Brenda Lee now is, she's still around.
Oh, yeah.
She's 78 years old, Steve.
Sounds about right.
Probably get her to be a guest on the show.
Well, being of similar age, I remember that lots of boys across the country were enamored with Brenda Lee when she came. I don't know if it was original, like Ed Sullivan, but she was appearing when she was like 9, 10 years old, had that big voice, and was a star from early on, very early on.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Brenda Lee, we're going to get back to her in a minute, but I want to say a big welcome to our Bismarck area fans who are tuning in and may have missed our intro because, you know, that's what we like to do from time to time to keep you on your feet. It is a good time to be joining us in Bismarck. We're going to have some things to talk to you, and they're going to be getting some big weather soon. I don't know.
Well, it looks
noticed.
Like we all are going to be getting a lot of weather this coming week.
Yeah, could be as little as an inch or as much as 15 inches.
I saw one projection that gave us about a 50-50 chance in this in their surrounding area of getting 10 to 15 inches of snow.
Well, I'm just going to say right now to our friends out in Bismarck, including Todd Mitchell, you better hunker down out there, big guy, because the snow is coming your way. And there's not much we can do about it. I want to go back to Brenda Lee for a minute because you want to know what? I actually picked this song just because we're getting close to Christmas, Brian. I don't know if you noticed, but we're going to have to start our shopping here in about another week or 10 days.
Well, that's good. Thanks for letting me know.
Okay. I know it's easy to forget, right? Brenda Lee was actually born today back in 1944. And it's karma that I picked her. I didn't know that was that date until I looked her up afterwards. I know, Steve, you're verklempt, aren't you? Totally. I'm just glad we're not using that investment question of the week that I suggested, because that would be our last one, wouldn't it?
If I remember
be
correctly.
All over after that.
Brenda was born Brenda Mae Tarpley, and that was her song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Pretty cool song. She was the number 4 hit producer during the decade of the 1960s. Following the Beatles and Ray Charles and a couple of others, I guess.
Really? That's impressive.
That's impressive. Hey, let's talk about, this is Investment Talk, by the way, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. I haven't heard much from you this morning, Brian, so I just want to say, wake up, big guy.
Okay, wake up, big guy, yeah. All good. I got my morning coffee.
We've got a bell in here this morning.
Oh, yeah, we have a bell. Well, it's okay. Jingle bells time.
I'm with you, Paul.
I've got
and
other
Steve,
sound effects, too.
I promise you, I'm with you.
I know you are. You're with us. As always, it's good to have you here, Brian. Thanks for being here. Yeah. Brian is one half of the Killer Bees at Legacy Wealth Management. We got Brady Brunsvold, another pair of bees there. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm just thinking. Remember when I used to ring your bell and howl?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That goes way back to a vintage edition of Mad Magazine.
I bet.
Many years ago.
Hey, let's talk about what's been going on in the area, because today we're joined by none other than Derek, who's back there running the board. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. Yes.
You know, it's good because we've got Derek, because if we talk about sports, he's kind of our resident
sports
expert.
Has Derek become such a fixture, so well known, that we don't even have to use his last name anymore? It's just Derek.
Well, yeah.
Like Cher or, yeah.
Or Giselle.
Like Cher, but
Bono. Yeah.
Giselle Bono.
Did I hear overhear him tell Derek, you've dropped 30 pounds?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Oh, right. Congratulations.
Last time I went to the doctor, I was a little shocked, actually. Yeah, so it went about 310 to 280, so I got a long ways to go. I mean, that's like throwing the...
You were 310?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's big.
Well, that's even smaller than Cody Mock is for the NDSU
Lions. That's right.
Did you see that great comparison of him from when he came on board?
Only that you were telling me about.
Yeah. He picked up.
Yeah. Some of these fellows get a lot bigger during their college football years.
And sometimes it's intentional, too, so...
Yeah, that's a great line, Brian. He slipped that in. A lot of these people get bigger during their college careers. Yeah, and sometimes it's intentional. Not often. I know that worked well for me. Hey, today, football is obviously a big topic around the area. And even though this is investment talk, we're going to find a way to talk about some of these other topics. How about that Incarnate Word game that went on? That's funny, Incarnate Word game. It almost sounds like a holiday present, you know?
Yeah, well... You can't say the defenses were not
non-existent.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much got to run up and down the field to score a total of 129 points.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. And the last quarter, I actually followed the game live for a while until about midnight when I fell asleep and I said, okay, that's enough.
But that many points, and it didn't go into overtime, and they just... The lead, I kind of saw the chronological order. The lead shifted back and forth. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe 20 times it looked like it was.
Derek, amazing. Have we heard when the Bison will be playing this weekend?
Friday night, I think.
6 p.m. Friday night.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What a break for them with the Sacramento State getting knocked off. Yeah. That the Bison can host yet another semifinal here in Fargo.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Pretty exciting. Yeah. It's almost like, you know, you never want to look ahead beyond the game that's coming directly ahead, but it's certainly setting up for possibly an NDSU versus SDSU championship in Frisco if both teams win next weekend, which
so,
would be...
Brian is over here counting chickens and the eggs aren't quite hatched yet, but you're right. It would be an interesting deal.
It would be an interesting deal. Obviously hyped up a lot more than usual with the two localized teams and the rivalry.
Derek, now let's talk about that football thing in just a little bit, because out in South Dakota, the South Dakota team is going to be taking on Montana. Is that right?
Montana State.
Correct, yes. And they don't want to have a repeat of last year where the Bobcats knocked them off.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised if they do. What'd they score this last time? 56-9 or something like that?
They're pretty impressive, yeah. Brent Vegan has got that thing rolling, that's for
sure.
He
does. I think South Dakota may have fallen off just a little bit. I mean, from where they were, who knows? And sorry to our friends down there in South Dakota. I know we have at least two down there.
South Dakota State.
Right. South Dakota State, yep.
And Montana
State.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's going to be state versus state.
Bobcats and rabbits, or jackrabbits.
And up here it's...
You would think that a bobcat would have an edge in that matchup.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, it'll be exciting.
It'll be an exciting game.
What is Incarnate Word called? Do you happen to know what their mascot is?
Oh, I don't remember. I should, because they were here for the second game day that was here. They were the team that's featured. So they're looking for game day revenge from the, you know, because they were just getting that program going. But I'll look it up here.
Now, they come from Texas, as I remember.
San Antonio.
San Antonio, mm-hmm. Great place. Well, it's going to be an interesting Friday night, and we're going to be live with investment talk in our minds anyway, talking about that game next week. Lots of things went on. We'll get back to Incarnate Word. Today, the Vikings move one step closer to appearing in and winning the Super Bowl. Is that right?
That's right. You know, they're actually underdogs today, Paul.
Oh, who are they playing?
They're playing Detroit Lions.
Detroit has been playing great
lately. Detroit is favored by 2.5 points, I think. Is that right, Derek?
That's correct. Well, you get about 3 points just for being at home, right? So they're saying it's pretty even is what they're saying.
Okay.
And a lot of injuries and illness has kind of run through the locker room, too. Patrick Peterson, Harrison Smith barely practiced this week.
Really?
So, yeah, it's
oh boy, that's they've
if
been.
If Peterson's not there, who's going to miss all those tackles?
Well,
no, listen, those two—they've been playing pretty doggone
well
in that secondary.
I'm not
going to
shoot them down. It's more about open receivers in the middle of the field with quarterbacks standing there for days upon days, being able to throw the ball with not much pass rush.
He aged actually. Well,
I think it's going to be a competitive game, and it's going to be a challenge for the Vikings to come out of there victorious.
Gosh,
but we'll
maybe
see.
The Vikings can pull it out in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Well, all I know is, when's the last time this late in the season the Vikings were 10-2?
Not too recent. When's the last time this late in our first half hour of the show we haven't talked a thing about our main topics today?
That's
I
pretty
do
typical.
Want to remember a couple of things, though. You know, one of the features that eventually we're going to have a nice little intro for is going to be taking a look at some of the memories and some of the things that have gone on in the past this week. We have a name, Legacy, and it kind of harkens to mm-hmm. the past as well as to the future. You know, there were a lot of things that went on this week, Steve, and I know you're familiar with many of these. This is the anniversary of the week that John Lennon was assassinated.
December 8th, I think.
Yeah, December 8th.
1980.
Terrible event
40
in
years
music
old.
History. That's just a terrible time. I remember when that happened. Think of the music he would have produced between then and now had he still been around. This was also the week that FDR was assisted into the House chambers in Washington, D.C. by his son, who helped him walk in. FDR had some problems with that. And he asked for a declaration of war against Japan, and that was really our entry into World War II, kind of a big deal, a very big deal, that's for sure. Also this week, Brian, we had Brittany Griner get released.
Yeah, prisoner exchange, right?
And that's, Steve, you mentioned something about her eligibility. What were you wondering? Well, she's a large woman. Was she 6'9"?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's that. She is very tall, though. That's for sure. Yeah,
that's tremendous. Well, a lot of people. It becomes controversial about trading this gentleman who was. I use that term very loosely. Who was held in prison? Wasn't he a prisoner for 10 years in the U.S.?
10, 11. I think he served 11 years of his 25-year sentence.
Yeah. Well, you know, people think, yeah, he's going to be back in business now, and more people will be hurt because of all the arms he sells.
Speculation at this point. That's all.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
Do people think that arms weren't being sold while he was in prison, or did someone else step up to fill that void? The U.S. sells an awful lot of arms, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
More than any other country does.
Lots of things going on out there. Well, in any case, this was definitely an interesting week. We have a feature where we get to bring in callers out there if they think they know the answer. And today we're going to talk about taxes. Is that right, Steve?
Yes.
All right.
Scrambling to come up with a question.
All right. Let's hit it.
I'm sorry.
Legacy question of the week.
Okay. Sorry.
Or investment question of the week.
You threw me off there. See, you didn't follow the script. So I got to.
Script is a rather formal
it's a
word
loose,
for what we're
loosely interpreted.
Now time for the legacy wealth management question of the week.
It's all right, Derek. We always introduce this stuff twice anyway. Got it moving in stereo. Okay, this is where we encourage you to call in with an answer at 237-5948 or 701-237-5948. There's been talk, you know, taxes are always a political issue, and I think the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, has proposed maybe working on something that we would do away with the state income tax in the state of North Dakota. I think there are about 9 states that don't have a state income tax.
Well, Steve, you know, Governor Burgum's point is, gee, we have all this money in the legacy fund. Maybe we should give it to people who pay income tax in this state.
Yes.
Well,
and there are at least 2 schools of thought on that.
At least.
Well, we're not going to. The question I have is it relates to state sales tax, which actually there are 5 states that have no state sales tax. So our question today is, can you name what is one of those 5 states that has no state sales tax? 237-5948 or 701-237-5948. So you can think of one of the 5.
Of course, you know, taxes are a big thing in retirement, Brian, and people are naturally concerned about, well, I have a limited amount of assets. I'm not getting any more income except for Social Security. So They're looking at taxes, and people who live around here in North Dakota and Minnesota, widely different tax rates, mm-hmm. as well as estate tax rates. So if you think you know the answer out there to Steve's question, which has to do with taxes, looking for a state, anywhere out of the 50, right?
That's right.
Any one of them that does not have a sales tax.
That would be satisfy the question.
What is one state that has no state sales tax?
And Brian, what are we going to give away to someone who knows the answer?
What did Brady say last week? Half a Long John or something like that?
You brought in apple fritters this morning. And what kind of sour cream donuts? What did you call them?
Well, those are actually Myra's favorite donuts. And those are sour cream cake donuts.
Oh,
excellent. You know, we're getting some interesting people calling in here, some of whom I don't know that we've heard from before.
Well, great. Try to find somebody new.
Our first caller comes to us from somewhere near here, I think. Is this Kim on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Well, good morning, Kim. And tell the world.
Good morning.
Tell the world where you're calling from.
Galesburg, North Dakota.
And that's out there near Clifford, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, Galesburg.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you said Ginsburg for me.
Well, no, he's not around much anymore. Kim, is this the first time you've been on our show?
Yes, it is.
Well, where have you been, man? We've been waiting
I'm
for you.
I'm usually at work.
Okay. Hey, Kim, seriously, it's so nice to have you on board with us. And we're going to first ask you to answer the question if you think you know what it is.
Can you name one of a state that has no state sales tax, Kim?
Montana.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Yes.
See, we got the winner sound already. Kim, that's pretty cool. And by the way, to the rest of you people out there holding, you can hang on because we'll have
maybe
some...
they can name one of the other states.
Yeah, or that, we might have an insulting question for them. You never know.
Oh, off at first, Kim, do you know any of the other states of the other four that don't have a sales tax?
No, I just lived in Montana for a while.
That's
all right, we're going to ask you a couple of quick questions. First of all, what are you doing this morning while you're listening to Investment Talk?
I am on my way to my grandchildren's Christmas program at church.
Oh, that's very nice, Kim. We won't keep you too long. Although, if you bring a radio in, the kids might enjoy listening to
There's nothing that adds excitement to a kid's program like Investment Talk.
Oh, yeah. Here we are.
We want to get them started early.
They especially like to get 5 points in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, Kim, I'll tell you, this is a crazy crew we have this morning. I think we had a little too much Christmas eggnog last night.
I think it was that apple fritter.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
We do have a good time, Kim. Yeah. Have you ever listened to us before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thank you for coming back. You may, even though you've heard us, you came back again today. That's pretty good. You may win the new car, Kim. What do you think of that?
I could use a new car.
Could you? What what are you driving? Oh, yeah. You've been watching too much Fargo. Oh, yeah. Okay.
A 2004 F-250.
Well, very nice. That's a good truck. You know what?
It is a good truck.
One of the things I always say when people wonder how the economy is doing is I say, well, Ford's going to keep making those F-150s, doggone it.
Or 250s.
Yeah, 250. Yep. 250. Yeah, bigger.
Yeah, well, it is bigger, isn't it? Is that like 100 bigger?
Yeah. It's about 100 bigger. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kim, we're going to let you go because we've got a number of other people hanging
on. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah, that's fun. She won that one. All right, let's move on, though, because you know what? We've got Matthew hanging on the air. Matthew, you are on Investment Talk by Legacy Wealth Management. And tell the world where you're calling from.
Moorhead.
Oh, well, then we don't even have to speak very loudly for that because you're so close.
I can see you from here.
Yeah.
But can you see Russia?
I can't. What's her name again? Who said that? What was the name of that lady?
From your house?
What was her name from Alaska?
Palin.
Palin. That's right. Yeah.
But that actual quote was Tina Fey doing that, and everyone thinks, I mean, it was the actual skit from Saturday Night Live.
You mean she never said that?
She never said she could see Russia.
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually Tina Fey, but everyone
assumed it was.
It.
Oh, yeah, well.
Oh, see, this is
but Tina Fey did it so well, everybody
thinks. It just sticks with it, yeah, that Governor Palin actually said it when she did it.
Matthew, I'm going to stall you for just a minute here because he brought up Tina Fey. I watched Saturday Night Live last night, and there's so many of the good old people who are gone from there, including Tina Fey. She was tremendous. Was Tina the one who played Hillary Clinton as well?
No, that was, I'm going blank.
Do you know Matthew who played that person? The lady who was
that's
on there.
Amy Poehler, wasn't it?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Matt, and then, however, you know who was hosting last night?
I have no idea.
Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh, what a combo that is.
I watched the beginning of that. That was very good.
They were very good. And what's so funny is that when you watch the rest of the show, where they're not in it and the regular Saturday Night Live writers write the stuff, they're not very good. Steve Martin and Martin Short get on, and their skit was incredible. I thought, well, anyway. Okay, Matthew, do you know any states that are
in addition to yeah. Montana?
I knew Montana, but I also believe that Oregon is.
You are right. Oregon is another one of them. Very good. That has no state sales tax.
I wonder why Oregon has no state sales tax.
Well, evidently they generate enough revenue without it.
Matthew, what are you doing this morning?
I am just getting ready for church and had you on in the background.
Well, that's very good. Well, we make a good background, Steve. Come on. Well, all right, Matthew. I take it you've probably listened to us before, haven't you?
I have, yep. As someone said, you're good background.
Okay. Bring us up to the foreground. We're okay there, too. Matthew, thanks for tuning in and answering our question. We're going to move on because we're going to go out into western North Dakota, a little central western North Dakota. We're going out to a gentleman, I think, who's been on with us before. Is this Darcy?
Yes.
Darcy from Dickinson?
Well, he's from Steele, I think.
Oh, Steele. Oh, long way from Dickinson.
Yeah. Darcy, what are you doing this morning?
I'm going shopping to pay state sales tax.
Boy, that's an important thing to do. Wait until a little later on in the show. We're going to talk about shopping and all that kind of stuff, too.
Maybe Darcy could write material for this show.
Yeah, Darcy, if you could work on it and send us in some material, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm available for hire.
Okay.
Say, are you a longtime resident of Steele or the area around there?
Yes.
Did you ever know Rob Wigton?
No.
He went by the name.
Would you like to?
He went when he was in the media here in Fargo-Moorhead. He went by Rob Kelly, but he was originally from Steele. He was a brother-in-law of Dick Clark. His older sister married Dick Clark. And anyway,
Rob. All right, there's a lot of celebrities from Steele, North Dakota.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Name six.
Rob has done really well in the world of real estate. Currently resides in Bozeman, Montana.
Well, very good. Darcy, did you have an idea for what other states are not charging sales tax?
Florida.
No, Florida has a say. I think Florida may not have a state income tax.
Oh, correct. That's probably right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This is state sales tax, but yeah.
Almost. I was wrong.
That's
darn it.
Okay, Darcy.
Yeah, that's
you
all right.
Come back next week, you might win that new tractor we're giving away.
Oh, well, that's what I need.
Darcy, thanks for tuning in. I got to ask you one quick question. Here we are on December 11th, about 20 days before the end of the year. The stock market has 20 days to do something. What do you think is going to happen to the market? There's a thing called a Santa Claus rally, and it often seems to occur in the last couple of weeks of December where the market goes up, or we could be headed for some tough news. We got a big deal coming up on Tuesday with the Consumer Price Index. What do you think is going to happen to the market in the next 20 days?
Well, gas price is falling, so I'm going to say that it's going to go up.
So you've noticed the gas prices are down then. I imagine that affects you, yeah?
They're down significantly.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so I'm guessing people are happy about $2.99 gas in North Dakota here. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know what the price of gas is in England?
No idea.
About $5.75 a gallon.
Oh, I think it's higher than that, Paul.
I checked.
Oh, really?
We were just being nice about that.
And you know what it is in Norway? It's about $6.75. And do you know what the price of a pound of hamburger is in Norway, Steve? Do you know what it is?
59 cents.
Very close. Very close.
$13 a
pound. $13 a pound.
Boy, that's a pretty good burger.
I'll have a quarter pounder, please, and cut it into five parts. Okay, good. Anyway, Darcy, we're going to let you go because we've been having fun here with you this morning.
Okay.
My goodness.
Thanks for checking in again, buddy.
Thanks, Darcy.
Yeah.
By the way, just to add, in addition to Montana and Oregon, the other three states that don't have a state sales tax are Delaware, New Hampshire, and Alaska.
Wow.
There you go.
That's pretty awesome. I was particularly impressed with Derek's addition there about Tina Fey originated that line. I really thought it was Sarah Palin.
No, she talked about how close she was to Alaska at once, you know, yeah. And so she knew foreign policy. And then Saturday Night Live just took it to a whole new level by saying, I could see, you know.
What's amazing about that is that it becomes the reality,
correct.
You know.
It's, yep.
And how often does social media or other things become a reality?
I mean, you know. The other one was, you know, Tina Fey had that one, Al Gore inventing the internet. He never actually said that.
Correct.
But really? It got turned into that, right, Derek?
Exactly. He said he was talking about legislation that they created to open up the internet, and then that turned into, yeah, so it's just.
See, this is an amazing thing,
yeah.
Because there's an awful lot of people in this country, and several of them are in this room, who thought Al Gore actually said that.
Yeah.
No,
I've apologized for him saying that many times.
Yeah, I mean, when he explained how they created legislation to actually open up the internet, he probably didn't describe it well enough.
Correct.
So it was just kind of one.
Yep.
And just it's kind of like when President Obama, when you hear the whole context, and he says, "You didn't build that, you know," and
right.
The government did, but he's trying to say they're paving the way. So there's a lot of things that kind of get twisted.
You heard it first right here on Investment Talk. Hey, speaking of Investment Talk, seriously, we're heading towards the top of the hour, and we've been having some fun here in the first half of the hour. But I'll tell you what, in the second half of the hour,
we're going to get serious.
Yeah, we're getting down to the nitty gritty, down to the potato end of things. And we're going to talk about a lot of good stuff in the second half, including our 5 points in 5 minutes.
Yep.
We're going to talk about farms.
Farms. We're going to talk about required minimum distributions. We're going to be talking about IRAs. A lot of good stuff, Paul.
Required minimum distributions. That's a big deal this time of the year, right, Brian?
It is a big deal, especially in December.
Yeah. Well, naturally, at Legacy Wealth Management, we've been dealing with required minimum distributions for our clients for a long time. But if you're not a client, you may have some questions about that. We're going to try to answer that and... talk about all kinds. Talk about Roth IRA conversions and rollovers, Steve.
Ooh,
it's a burning topic, I'll tell you what.
The grapes of Roth.
Oh, my gosh. Sean Steinbeck
it was there.
So
I took
impressed.
It. You better wrap us up here for
I
this
am,
half hour.
Because you know what? You've been listening to Investment Talk, believe it or not, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management right here on 790 KFGO in Fargo, 550 KFYR in Bismarck. You know what? All things concerned, we'll be back after the news.
See, Paul, what we've done here is we've gone from rocking around the Christmas tree to rocking around the Casbah with Clash.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now,
so just so that we have some continuity.
When was the Clash out? When was
this?
Oh,
boy. That's back the early days of MTV, like early 80s.
82 or so, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian, some of your favorite musical groups are going to be coming into the area this summer.
They are, huh?
Yeah, this coming summer.
Like who?
ABBA? No. It's not ABBA.
Poison?
Poison? No.
Def Leppard?
Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Alice Cooper.
Yeah. Maybe Motley Crue. You know, the girls, stuff.
Is that their song? That.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. You used to listen to that, right?
I always thought Motley Crue was on Yahoo, and you can get some financial news.
I think it was first founded by Mr. and Mrs. Irving Motley.
Yeah. And now they're known as the Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Investment Talk. I don't care what the rest of these guys in this room say. It is Investment Talk. We're having fun because it's close to Christmas, and we keep thinking the stock market's got to go up one of these days.
Boy, it didn't last week, Paul.
No. What did it do last week, Steve?
Well, it was down
answer,
in fact. Overall, it was the worst week for the Dow since September.
Yeah, but you know what? What a statement that is. Well, it's the worst week in the last 2 months. Well, yeah. Now, if you said 14 years or something.
Then what does it say about those 2 months then?
Yeah,
right,
2 months were pretty darn good, October and November.
Well, they had been, yes, but we're waiting for that, as you called it, the Santa Claus?
Right. Well, Brian, let's talk about the Santa Claus rally. Are you familiar with that concept?
I'm familiar with the concept, and I think a lot of our listeners are, too, but we can talk about that a little
Santa
bit.
The Santa Claus rally, often around this time of the year, we get a kind of
a little
late
boost.
Year present in the stock market, and there's a number of good reasons for that. Number one, a lot of the big money managers out there are trying to kind of improve their portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're picking stocks that they believe will go up. A lot of the professional money managers, the guys who run the big, mutual funds.
Yeah, and the big financial firms. What they're doing is they're rebalancing some of those portfolios. They're actively managing these funds that a lot of people are invested in. And so they're moving stocks in and out and doing some...
And adding cash, and adding money into the... into the investment pool. That causes the market to go up. And over the years, that became known as a Santa Claus rally. And we we could use a Santa Claus.
We could
Claus,
use that. Often it often happens, the last month, especially a couple weeks of the year. I think this year, and, you know, we talked about this in prior episodes as well. This year, we're waiting on a key number coming out on Tuesday. I think it is the CPI, the Consumer Price Index number. And we got the producer price index number last week. And, you know, that was off just slightly, but it was enough, as Steve alluded to a few minutes ago, to kind of send the markets in a downward direction. But the CPI could turn things around if we get a positive reading.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that one of the visitors to Legacy said to me recently, it's a person who listens to the radio show and watches the TV show. They said, you know, one of the things that's fascinating is all the little details you guys bring to the to your discussion of what's going on in the markets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like, oh, really? Well, what do you like? Likes the 5 points in 5 minutes and likes the fact that we're aware of things like the Consumer Price Index. Because let's face it, those are the things that move the market. We can't always get out in front of them and predict exactly what's going to happen. And who knows what will happen on Tuesday when that CPI comes out. But just ask yourself, what have you seen lately? Have you seen gas prices coming down?
We've seen energy prices coming down. And, you know, we've seen the supply chain ease. We talked about that as well, right? With all those ships and the backlog at these major ports, those things have worked themselves out in the supply chains. And the problems in the supply chains have largely, in a lot of ways, worked themselves out. So you've seen some pressures ease on that standpoint.
Oil is at its lowest price since December of last year.
You know, Steve, you and I had a bet a long time ago about the price of a barrel of oil. Remember that?
$55.
We're wondering if it would ever make it to $55. Well, I think you won once and I won once, and we got to split a 6-inch Subway sandwich. It was very fine, Steve, I might add. Yeah. Although you take big bites, doggone it.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, what do you think? You think the price of oil will get back up, to 90 or 100 bucks?
Well, I wouldn't rule it out. Sometime it's been, you know, we've seen the volatility with the wide range, but it's going to depend on, worldwide production and demand. China is key because if things continue to be slow in their economy, it'll probably keep the price of oil down because their demand won't be as great. So it probably kind of hinges on that.
I have some opinions about that too. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now. Oh, gee, the price of oil is down and China's a slowdown. That's not going to persist. China's going to get back on the merry-go-round here very soon.
Yeah, I think President Xi was slow walking that because he really liked the power that he had by keeping everything locked down. But you've seen even the citizens of China revolt against that and kind of protest. So the pressure has mounted to open that country back up. And I think you're going to continue to see that even if it is at a slower pace.
And so when that opens back up, And the big oil producers outside of the United States realize that by lowering production, they're going to increase price and increase. I'm afraid the price of oil will probably go up. Now, that's some good news for our friends throughout North Dakota who are involved in the oil industry. We'll have to wait and see how all that plays out and what's happening. Hey, you know, we have a segment from the first half of the show that we didn't get to. And it's
we didn't
one
get
of my
to a
favorites.
Whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. So let's take a look at that right now.
Legacy Wealth Management presents 5 points in 5 minutes.
5 points in 5 minutes, I think, is a pretty interesting opportunity for us to take a look at some of the broad facts, statistics, and things like that that are helping to move the market. And today is no different. We're going to get into that right now. Do you know that point number one, in the most recent complete year, 2021, we had 409,000 100-pound units of potatoes produced in the United States? And here is Dee Dee Sharp to talk about that.
It's pure genius the way you put these things together, Paul.
I know.
Talking about potatoes and you bring in Dee Dee Sharp to sing.
She's
the mashed potatoes.
She's singing Dee Dee. She's awesome. Dee Dee Sharp. I love Dee Dee Sharp.
From what year?
1962. Oh, you remember that year well, Steve. You were about 40.
I was in my prime.
40 months, anyway. I don't know. Hey, no, seriously, that's a lot of potatoes, and potatoes are a big deal here in North Dakota and Minnesota.
Sure.
409,000 100-pound units, Steve. Just imagine you're lifting up a bag of 100 pounds of potatoes.
Used to do that.
Yeah. 409,000. 1,000 of them were produced last year, and you have to carry all of them out to a out to be processed. That was a slight decrease, by the way, from previous years. The U.S. also, kind of interesting, I was looking at some of this agricultural information. There's about, how many farms do we have in the U.S., Brian?
There's just over 2 million farms.
Wow.
Can you believe that, Paul?
No, and they're spread out all over the country, but who's the leader?
Texas leads the country with over 260,000 of those farms.
Minnesota ranks 10th with about 67,000, and North Dakota has a lot fewer farms, but hey, there's a big percentage.
Well, and they're big.
Yeah, yeah. It says...
farms may have become fewer, but they become larger.
Yep. 85% of its land area in North Dakota devoted to farming.
Devoted to farming. That's a
you know what
big
state
deal.
Leads the way in terms of total, you know, highest percentage of their land in farming?
No.
Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really high there. Well, wow. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Let's talk about credit card debt, Brian.
Yeah, the average household credit card debt is nearly $9,000.
Wow.
With a total of $887 billion in quarter one of this year, 2022. It's the fastest rise in more than 20 years, Paul. Wow.
And I think part of that may be because during the pandemic, credit card debt was going down. Now, why do we bring that up? Because here we are just, 10 days or so before we start our Christmas shopping, Brian and I, around, right before Christmas. We like to start on Christmas Eve.
It's soon enough.
It's awesome.
You get it done.
But a lot of people are using credit cards this year to buy their presents, and credit card rates are not exactly tiny.
Well, no, that's when you reflect. If for anybody who's carrying anything near that, how much they're paying in interest with, it's not unusual for credit card interest rates to approach or exceed 20%.
They can exceed 20%. And
so, if you're really disciplined about your credit and you pay it off and avoid, I mean, then you can think of it as a short-term loan at no interest. But you keep carrying or only paying minimums, my goodness.
You can really get...
That's what's so profitable for the credit card companies.
I bet our listeners out there could tell stories about the fascinating emails they get from the credit card companies making offers. And it's all about sucking you in and getting you to use... Which is fine. They use the credit cards... And, you get no interest for charge for, 2 months.
So some of this, you're right, Paul. There was a huge, pent-up demand that built over the pandemic. And now we're seeing people come out, go on vacation, spend money, services, goods, et cetera. So some of that's reflected here in what this point was.
Steve, we talk about the car fleet in the United States. We call it the age of the fleet. And I don't know if you know this, but the age of the U.S. car fleet is now hovering around 11 years. And that means how old is the typical car in this country? And it impacts the auto industry because the older they get, the more likely people are to start buying new cars. We've seen some huge movement in car companies like Carvana. Have you looked at the price of that in the last year?
Oh, they've been beaten to death.
Beaten to death. They're almost totally out of gas. Let's talk about electric vehicle sales.
Electric vehicle sales have been booming across the U.S.
Zooming
or booming. You want me to take no liberties with this script, huh, Paul?
It's not a script, Steve. A back of a napkin with a couple of chicken scratches on it.
Sales of electric vehicles in 2021 were around 607,000 in the U.S., compared to a total of 14.9 million light vehicles produced. You know, Tesla, we think of, there's a whole lot, there's increasing competition among the big, your Ford, et cetera. This is not going to be all that good for Tesla. And just to take a quick look at Tesla and their share price, and of course, this is of Elon Musk fame, they were down 5.4% last week to 179. Year to date, the share price of Tesla is down 55%.
Yeah. And they join many of the other big technology companies that have been battered, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But you're right to talk about electric vehicle sales.
So that's about 5% doing the math here on the 5% of all new vehicle sales.
And
we can
expect that percentage will continue to grow.
So much, Paul, from prior years. Yes. It was only 1 or 2%.
Just think about what that holds for the future in terms of typical gas stations and places that support that type of fuel.
The recharging stations.
It's going to be a big deal. Big shift in what's happening. One would think that the lithium battery factories would be booming.
And didn't we see something in the news here recently about the first semi-truck being powered by
Yep. Well, I've heard they had the big semi has 142D batteries in it to power it. It doesn't go very fast. Yeah, they're pretty slow. Hey, let's talk about physicians in the U.S. Brian, you and I talk about the medical world quite a bit, and obviously drugs, pharmaceuticals are a big part of the indexes that we watch. Let's talk about the number of doctors.
Yeah, ever wonder how many physicians are active in the United States? As of May of this year, 1,070,616. North Dakota has 2,043 licensed doctors who live in the state and over 3,000 who are licensed here but live elsewhere. So, by the way, over the course of 4 years of medical school, a med student can expect to pay between $157,000 and $254,000 for tuition. It's a big bill.
That's a big bill, but, you know, you think about their earnings potential going forward. But being a physician is not the easy road it used to be, not with the price of errors and omission insurance and other things like that. Pretty expensive. We have quite a number of physicians who work with us at Legacy Wealth Management, and when we talk to them about their career and what they're doing and their retirement, big expenses out there to be a physician. We've got one more point here that I think has to do in particular with what we might expect to see when that consumer price index comes out. Brian, let's talk about imports. What are we finding there?
So prices for U.S. imports declined 0.2% in October after falling 1.1% in the previous month, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported today. Lower fuel and non-fuel prices contributed to the October drop in U.S. import prices. U.S. export prices decreased 0.3% in October, following a 1.5% decline in September.
So prices are coming down. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that. We may see that in the consumer price index. Pretty interesting, I think, to follow those things and speculate on what may happen this coming week.
Yeah, these are positive trends that we are watching and monitoring. And, you know, as you said, we're looking for the consumer price index, and these are the types of drivers that are factored into the CPI. And if, like I said, if we get a good reading on Tuesday, that's the potential for the Santa Claus rally that we talked about earlier in the show. And, you know, there's certainly, while there's no guarantees and we don't know that that's going to happen, there certainly is the potential for that. So, you know, a big week ahead for economic news. We're also expecting a Fed rate hike as well before the end of the year of perhaps 0.5% is what the general consensus is.
Wow. Lots of things coming down the line. And hey, we've got about 2 or 3 minutes before we're going to get into our stock market week in review. We want to be sure and save plenty of time for that because, Steve, I know you've got quite a list of interesting things going on over there, right? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk. Our key topic today, which we're not going to be able to cover very thoroughly, is first of all, let's talk about required minimum distributions, Brian. It's a topic we deal with at Legacy Wealth Management pretty much every week of the year. If you've got an IRA, the basic message is this: if you've got an IRA and you've approached the magic age of 72 this year, the federal government wants you to take out a withdrawal from that IRA. Why do they want you to take it out?
They want you to take out a withdrawal from that IRA because that IRA over the years has accumulated tax deferred money. And now it has reached the point in time where they have decided that it's time to take a minimum withdrawal that's called a required withdrawal out of that IRA so that, you know, they can collect some of the tax bill that had been deferred up to this point. That's really the underlying point of the required minimum.
Now, typically, do people, if you have a Roth IRA, do you have to take a withdrawal?
You do not. No. It's only for the traditional IRA or the pre-tax qualified IRA.
Now, I know at Legacy, when we talk to our clients who are of that age, we take a look at their IRA situations, not only with us, but anything they might have elsewhere, and try to give them whatever advice we can. But I think this is particularly important for those of you out there listening. You may be in this age group yourself. You may have a spouse or a friend or a brother who's in that particular age group. If you have an IRA And you should make sure that your financial advisor is talking to you about that.
Yeah, a couple of more additional key points to make on this, Paul, is that there is a penalty for noncompliance, and it's pretty severe. It's not something that appeals to very many people. The penalty can be up to 50% of what that required minimum distribution balance was supposed to be. And so I think, you know, as people hear that, that they would want to be sure that they take care of that RMD. The other thing is, if you have a required minimum distribution, you need to take that by December 31st of this year to meet that deadline well. And so bear in mind the penalty and then the deadline to take that is the key point.
For people who have questions about their IRAs, you're welcome to give us a call at Legacy Wealth Management at 701-365-8083 or send us an email at team@legacywealthfargo.com. Pretty important topics. And we just think that those kinds of things need to be discussed whenever we can. Again, you have a question, give us a call, and we'd be happy to talk to you and give you whatever assistance we can. By the way, Brian, if someone has a 401k and they're still working, do they need to take a withdrawal? I mean, I know the answers to these, but I like to throw you the softball.
If they're still working and they have a 401k, they do not need to take a withdrawal on that. So listeners out there who maybe still be working, have that 401k, are 72 years old or older, you do not have to take a withdrawal out of that.
Very good. Well, you know, about this time of the day, we take a look at our Stock Market Week in Review, and I know Derek is just champing back there, ready to get moving. Let's hear it, Derek.
Legacy Wealth Management presents the Stock Market Week in Review with Steve Poitras.
Thank you, Brady. It was, for the Dow, the worst week since September. We mentioned this earlier, a down week on Wall Street. The Dow was down.
Well, that was the harp that was going off there, Steve.
Wow, my God.
That was
I didn't even know it.
Introduce your segment there.
Well, anyway,
late.
The Dow was down 2.5% for the week, closing at 33,476. S&P 500 was down 3.3% to 3,934. The NASDAQ was off 4% to 11,004.
The NASDAQ was off down to 11,004. Do you know what the high for that has been?
Oh my goodness! Was it 13,000?
Yeah, it was in that range, pretty high.
Okay, oil at $71.59 a barrel, the lowest since mid December of last year. On the other hand, gold is at $1,809 an ounce. That's the highest that gold has been since last July. Facebook or Meta was down 5% for the week. Apple was off 3.7%. Google was down 6.7%. Microsoft was down 2.6%. Amazon was down 4.2%. Netflix, on the other hand, has had a couple of big weeks. It's up to 320, and so it's Netflix. Evidently, some good programming they bought.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla was down 5.5% for the week. Bitcoin was actually up somewhat. It's at 17,113 the last I checked. Otter Tail was up modestly to $59.22 for the year. Year to date, Otter Tail is off 15%. Best Buy keeps bobbing up and down. It was down 4.4% for the week to $81.81. Year-to-date, Best Buy is off 19%. National average price of gas, gentlemen, is down 26 cents over the last 2 weeks. Nationwide, that average is now like $3.31, and it's been declining. In Fargo, some people have been seeing it as low as $2.86, $2.99, or $2.95. It's over the last couple of weeks, it's down about 30 cents.
A little bit higher in Bismarck, as I remember.
Yeah, across North Dakota, the average is 312. Across Minnesota, it's 314. But even in California, where it was so high, it's down 50 cents over the last 2 weeks to $4.60. And in Texas, where it's the cheapest, $2.75 a gallon. Soybeans, because of increased demand from China, soybeans has been up by 46 cents over the last 2 weeks. And wheat, because of larger global supply, wheat was down about 58 cents over the last 2 weeks to 866. So there's a quick look at the market in review.
Well, lots of things going up and a lot of things coming down. So it'll be
still
interesting to
see. Most of those big techs still going down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brian, what do you think about the market for the rest of the year? You think we're going to see some of that?
3 weeks to go in the year.
Next week is a critical week. We've touched on a lot of the things going on. The Santa Claus rally has a higher likelihood of materializing if we get those good metrics announced next week from the government and the economic data.
Well, should be interesting. You know, one of the big things that people are looking at when they come in to see us is, okay, the market's been a little rugged here.
Yep.
What are some alternatives? And one of the things that I like to look at is finding ways to generate income in your retirement account rather than just looking for growth, because income is a big factor, and you know, people can find ways to produce a lot better than the 2% rate of return.
Yep, the dividend payers, the yield producers, and that can happen also in the financial world, and that's a big part of the overall portfolio management.
Well, here we are reaching the end of our program for today. This is Investment Talk, brought to you by the advisors at Legacy Wealth Management. We want to be sure that you tune in again next week. Check out our TV show as well. For Brady and Brian and Steve and Derek, thanks so much for listening today.
You've been listening to Investment Talk, a one-hour show heard each Sunday morning here on KFGO and featuring investment advisor Paul Myers from Legacy Wealth Management. If you have questions or concerns about your investments, you can reach Paul or his financial advisory team at the Legacy office in Fargo at 365-8083 or visit the website at legacywealthfargo.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through LPL Financial as registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Thanks for listening. Give us a call, and we'll look forward to being back here next Sunday on KFGO.
From the KFGO News Center.